Why don't we begin by singing in the white camp book. Let's sing number 5. Jesus' wonderful name. Our theme of the week, the names of God. Let's sing about the name of Jesus. Number 5 in the white book. Jesus. Sister Elsie, would you pray with us this morning, please?
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you. You have drawn so near this morning. We thank you for that name that is high above all.
Yes.
We thank you that we do know that name and that we know you this morning.
Yes.
I pray for each one that's here today that you will draw very near and that we will open our hearts in a new way to you as we hear about you and learn a bit more about that name that is above all names in earth and in heaven. We ask this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I was so interested that you mentioned the name of Lazarus, Sister Marie, as you were talking, because I was going to tell you a little funny story that happened in one of my Sunday school classes a short time ago. We were studying Lazarus, and we are, as I shared with you, we're studying, looking at this week, the names of God in the Bible, not all of them, but some of the big ones. And last night we talked about the fact that he knows your name. So we want to know his name because he knows your name. You ever have that happen where somebody knows you and they're calling you by your name and you have no idea who they are? That happened to me the other day. We took my kids on a little, down by our little boardwalk. We have to have some little kiddie rides and we were on the teacups. Anybody know what the teacups are? I don't know if you're shore people, but we have the teacups. It's this little, well, it's not little. It's a big teacup that you sit in and it goes around. And as it goes around, there's a little thing in the middle you can turn, you know what I'm talking about, Sister Marie, and you can just spin that thing as hard as you want. And of course Sammy likes to spin it really hard, don't you, Sam? But as we were on that, we were just getting started, a family walked by and they were about as far as I am from you, and I said, "Hey, how are you?" And I was like, "I'm good, how you doing?" And my wife was standing off to the side, and after we got off the ride later on, she's like, "You had no idea who that was, did you?" I'm like, "Nope." I had no idea. I said, "I think they're familiar, but I couldn't remember for the life of me who they were." We want to know his name, just as he knows our name. That's why we're studying these. We'll talk more about that later on. But about him knowing your name. Jesus called a lot of people by name. One of my favorites is Lazarus. Remember? Lazarus, come forth, come out. I actually almost talked about the story of Lazarus this whole week with you. We're doing that in our church. We're spending the summer with Lazarus. How does that sound? Sounds like an interesting time, huh? I actually went and sat in the tomb for a while. Not literally, but anyway. When Jesus called him, "Lazarus, come forth," we had a very interesting little exchange in my Sunday school class when we were studying the story of Lazarus. And somebody in my class, we have a lot of pretty, you know, sharp thinkers like you guys are. Somebody said, we were talking about Jesus' power, how death could not contain him. Remember we sang that last night, the trumpets? Thank you for playing that beautiful song that we sang last night, "Exalt His Name Together." He smashed. Death could not contain him. He smashed the gates of hell. We're talking about that death just had to run. You realize when Jesus walked into that cemetery, when he walked into that cemetery where Lazarus was buried, it talks about Jesus weeping. A lot of people think he was like, you know, who, you know. That's not exactly what that word means. The word means, it's the same word that is used to describe the sound that a war horse makes. A horse that has been trained for war just before the battle begins. It's almost as if they smell in the air that there's going to be a fight. And they're anxious. They're chomping at the bit to charge into that battle because that's what they do. That's what they do. That's the kind of sound. Now, yes, Jesus was weeping. He was sad of what had happened to his friend Lazarus. But he wasn't making that kind of a sound. It wasn't like weeping, mourning at a graveside. It was actually a weeping, a mourning where he literally, here's what it means. He walked into that cemetery to pick a fight. He was angry. He was angry at death. He was angry at the fact that here was his creation. Here were his friends, and they were experiencing death. It wasn't supposed to be, was it, from the beginning? We were created to live forever. And Jesus walked into that cemetery, and he was saddened, but he was also angry at death. And when he yelled, "Lazarus, come forth," you know what happened? Death had to run. Death had to run. And so, this actually does get a little humorous. He yelled, "Lazarus, come forth." Somebody in my class said, "You know, I think," we were just discussing this, "I think it was a good thing that he said, 'Lazarus, come forth.'" Anybody get why?
Yes.
Because maybe if he had just said, come forth, what might have happened? Maybe everybody would have. That would have been an interesting sight, huh? And then one of the other fellas in my class, who's a little funny sometimes, he looked and he says, I wonder if there was anybody else in that cemetery named Lazarus. All of a sudden, somebody tapping you on the shoulder like, oh, who are you? Well, I'm Lazarus. Didn't you call me? Because you know, when Jesus speaks, when God speaks, there is none, or there's no one, there's no power on earth, in hell, in heaven, no matter where it is, there's no power that can withstand him. But he called his friend by name, Lazarus, come forth. And it says, and he came forth, bound. I don't know how he got out. I got a feeling something else happened, but I don't know what happened. But it says he came out. He was bound hand and foot. Hand and foot. He was bound up. He'd been buried 4 days. But he came out. And Jesus said, loose him and let him go. I bet you Lazarus was glad that Jesus knew his name, because he heard that name called, didn't he? And he came forth. And you know, there's interesting, I've heard, I have never been there, I've never seen it, but I've heard that they know where Lazarus now is buried. He became a bishop of one of the early Christian churches, and on his tombstone, you could check me out on this, on his tombstone, it says some very interesting things. It's very simple. And the name just is, when you mentioned that name, Sister Marie, that it was jogging my memory. It says, his tombstone says, Lazarus, bishop of the city where he was. But that's not the important part. Because after that, it says, dead 4 days, friend of Jesus. What do you think of that? Doesn't say raised from the dead. Doesn't say died and died again. You know, imagine that. Imagine having 3 dates. Imagine that. Have birth date, death date, and then another death date. But it simply says, dead 4 days, friend of Jesus. And as they say sometimes, enough said. Enough said. Friend of Jesus. Is he your friend this morning?
Amen.
He is your friend. He loves you with an everlasting love. Question is, are we his friends? Are we his friends? They said that one time. I think it was to Abraham Lincoln during the Civil War. They said, you know, both sides prayed to the same God. Both prayed to victory, for victory. Whose side do you think God's on? And you know what Lincoln said? He was a pretty shrewd character. He says, you know, I think it doesn't matter what side he's on. It matters whose side we're on. Whose side are we on? Whose side are we on? The question is not, is he our friend? Because he is. The real question is, am I his friend? Anybody know somebody in the Bible who was described as the friend of God? We know Lazarus, friend of Jesus. Who else was described? I heard it somewhere. Abraham, friend of God. Would you like to have that as your epitaph? No, don't anybody here be ready to get an epitaph yet. You know what that is? It's what they write on a tombstone. How would you like that if that was what people remembered about you? Friend of God. Friend of God. He's your friend. Let's be his friends, huh? Let's be his friends. Let's sing about Jesus being our friend. 477 in our brown book. Jesus is all the world to me. 477, Brother Paul. Let's sing it together. Let's sing all together. Ready? 477. Jesus is all the world to me, my life, my joy, my all. He is my strength from day to day. Without him I would fall. When I am sad, to him I go. No other one can cheer me so. When I am sad, he makes me glad. He's my friend. Waitresses, I'm going to put you to work. Come on, waitresses and housekeepers, sing that for us, the second verse. Ready? Jesus is all the world to me, my friend in trials sore. I go to him for blessings, and he gives them more.
sends the sunshine after rain. He sends the harvest's golden grain. Sunshine and rain, harvest of grain. He's my friend.
Thank you. That was beautiful. Now, everybody else, you're going to sing the third verse. Jesus is all the world to me, and true to him I'll be. Oh, how could I this friend deny when he's so true to me? Following him, I know I'm right. He watches o'er me day and night. Following him by day and night, he's my friend. Now all together on the fourth.
Jesus is all the world to me. I want no better friend. I trust him now. I trust him when life's fleeting days shall end. Beautiful life with such a friend. Beautiful life that has no end. Eternal life, eternal joy. He's my friend.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. One of little Mia, some of you have met her already, one of her favorite things to say to somebody is, "You're my friend. You're my friend." She will probably say that to many of you this week as you talk to her and interact with her at all. And if you're even the slightest bit nice to you, she will, if she won't tell you, she'll tell me, "I'm my friend. That's my friend. You're my friend. What's your name? You're my friend." Well, Jesus says that to us, doesn't he? You're my friend.